Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia's exploration of the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival continues this week with performances by Nigel North, the winners of the Early Music Institute Recital Prize, Ensemble Sacabuche, and Fénix de los Ingenios, plus a new release of music by Guillaume Dufay.
Thank you.
music of Guillaume Dufay. The Banchois Consort performed the offertory Mirabilis Deus from their new release on the Hyperion label. The recording features one of Dufay's most famous works, the Missa Cela Fasse Pal. The Banchois Consort is no stranger to the music of Dufay. Their latest release marks the fifth recording for Hyperion that is solely devoted to his music. Previous releases include masses for Saints Anthony of Padua, James the Greater, and Anthony Abbott, among others. The consort is directed by Andrew Kirkman, a professor at Rutgers University, whose research is focused on sacred music of the 15th century. He's published and lectured extensively on music of the late Middle Ages, and in particular on English and European repertoires of the period. In the field of early music, Nigel North holds the distinction of being one of the finest performers on the lute. He's also recognized as an exceptional teacher with few peers. North's performance at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival showed why his reputation is well-deserved. The recital program of virtuoso works for the German Baroque lute included North's own arrangements of music by Johann Sebastian Bach, as well as a composition by Sylvius Leopold Weiss, a German contemporary of Bach's, who was the greatest lutenist of the Baroque.
Thank you.
Lutenist Nigel North performed five movements from Sylvius Leopold Weiss's sonata L'Infidèle. The performance was part of the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to performances from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival, held annually in Bloomington, Indiana. One of the festival's principal goals is to provide a platform for up-and-coming young artists to be seen and heard. With support from the Georgina Joshi Foundation, the ensemble Sacabuche presented a concert for voices and early trombones. Works by Gabrielli and Schütz were presented alongside lesser-known composers such as Francesco Usper and Johann Stadelmeier. The ensemble takes its name from the medieval Spanish word for trombone, sacabuche, which later became sackbut in English. Ensemble Sacabuche performs music from 17th-century Germany. First, organist Jonit Kozowski plays Froberger's Capriccio No. 2, followed by the motet Lieber Herr Gott of Johann Rosenmüller for soprano, trombones, and basso continuo.
Thank you.
Music from 17th century Germany. Ensemble Sacabuche performed two works, Froberger's Capriccio No. 2 with organ soloist Yonit Kozowski and the motet Lieber Herre Gott by Johann Rosenmüller. Winners of the Early Music America Collegium Musicum grant, the ensemble is primarily made up of students from the Early Music Institute at Indiana University and directed by Linda Pierce. Their live performance was part of the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival brings us performances by young artists. Initiated by the festival in 2007, the Early Music Institute Recital Prize is an award given for the most outstanding recital of the 2008-2009 school year. This year, the prize was shared by two artists, both graduate students, who gave varied programs of music from the 16th to the 18th centuries. Spanish baritone Antonio Santos performs the aria Feci Potencia by C.P.E. Bach. Then, Japanese harpsichordist Maho Sone plays Henry Purcell's Ground in C Minor.
Potentiam in brachio suo.
Two performances from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. First, Spanish baritone Antonio Santos sang the aria Fecit Potentiam from C.P.E. Bach's Magnificat, and that was followed by Japanese harpsichordist Maho Sone in a performance of Henry Purcell's Ground in C Minor. Both performers were featured at the festival as winners of the Early Music Institute Recital Prize.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the many fine performances from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. A new development at this year's festival was the addition of fringe concerts, which included a performance by the Bloomington-based group Phoenix de los Ingenios. Directed by Carolina Gamboa Hoyos, the ensemble gave the modern North American premiere of Josep Ruiz Samaniego's Vespers for Our Lady of the Pillar. A Spanish composition from the latter half of the 17th century, the Vespers was composed by Samaniego to celebrate the patron saint of Zaragoza Cathedral.
Dixit Domine, Spes Dominum.
music by Josep Ruiz Samaniego, two works from a reconstruction of the Vespers for Our Lady of the Pillar, including the villancico De Esplendor Se Doran Los Aires, were performed by the choir and instrumental ensemble Fénix de los Ingenios, directed by Carolina Gamboa Hoyos. The concert was recorded live at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. Our new release of the week features the Bachois Consort in a performance of Guillaume Dufay's Missa C'est la Face Pâle on the Hyperion label. Directed by Andrew Kirkman, the recording is the fifth installment by the ensemble to focus on Dufay's works from the 15th century. This is the Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
the Agnus Dei from Dufay's Missa Cella Fasipal. The Banchois Consort performed under the direction of Andrew Kirkman in a new Hyperion label release. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Lou Ann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.